Armstrong of late. As you know, the difficulties between he and his father. They've been in on the raiding of churches, ripping off of thousands of their books and records. Some 50 agents spent an estimated $68,000 to try to catch a church member. On one occasion, in a controversial group who had been overseas for some years, helicopters, police cars, customs, motels, IRS, FBI, CIA, all took part. The man they were after did not land, did not come back to the United States. The sum he owed was under $1,000, but they were going to make a sample of him, like any one of us, if we would decide to go back to the United States. And what is there back there that we'd want to go to? Just recently, in the Los Angeles Times, it caused one FBI agent to say, "Look at our raids into churches. A few more like the one we did in Los Angeles, and we'll look like the Tuscaloosa Sheriff's Department." The FBI crept into a film on Interpol that was being shown by Scientology, showing that it was filled with Nazis. Interpol is. That was the first one that came after us. They avoided entry fees by breaking and entering through the kitchen. And so, the Church of Scientology has taken them to the Court of Small Claims, not being able to get any district attorney to take any criminal action against them. Seems like there's a little bit of lack of honesty in government agencies that we're supporting these days, doesn't it, my friends? Well, that is the end and summation and conclusion of the news. Not too encouraging. That's why we should get out there, do our best to build this community, because I tell you, my friend, there's no place for our people to go in an environment like that after Watergate, CIA hearings, Senator Church hearings, all that's been brought out, and we still have this kind of a mess continuing every day as we see the harassment against our people. On the serious side, let's not let them perish. Let's not have our conscience guilty because of the blood of any of them on our hands. We'll be getting time off for the Sunday that we had to use. Take very great care because the rains, excess rains this year, going down roadways, don't rush through grassy areas because of the poisonous snakes. We've never seen them before coming up into the community. We have to take an extra amount of caution. That I urge upon you. We'll be given special benefits, as I said, for the time that we've had to use here to get ready for our guest. We're so pleased that the guest is coming, who has authored several books and helped produce several movies. The authors of Parallax View, which we will all see tonight, will have to. We won't normally do that, but we all have to see it to be prepared. So tonight, after work. Work will close at 6 o'clock. Please work well. Clean up your homes so you'll not have to be brought up in public rally. Remember all of the news, except the news I gave you about the CIA conspiracy that was brought out by the CIA agent that defected, that said Senator Kennedy was killed by a combination, same combination that's come after us. That's why we want to know the patterns. We want everyone to know that theme that I told you that was in that tape. You go back to the tape on Saturday night's Agricultural People's Rally meeting, and you'll get the substance of the conspiracy. Goes back to World War II and before, how Japan was set up. We started the war. It was an economic war. It was even admitted in Torah. How we put a total economic barrier, embargo, on the Japanese so they couldn't sell their goods to other nations. We threatened other nations that would trade with them. We forced their hand to make the first move. Although we did attack one of their submarines before they attacked Pearl Harbor and did ever so many other individual attacks on various civilian and military personnel that were in the Japanese Empire. But it was all a setup. Pearl Harbor was set up. Thousands of lives that were lost there was calculated and planned. It looked like bungling with any nation that was so quick to put all the Japanese in a matter of hours in concentration camps had to be well organized. The Japanese, of course, regretfully said Governor Wallace were not allowed to continue. They could have stopped communism. As they said, the same about Adolf Hitler. And of course, you need to read it. Last chance you have to look on the blackboard about how horribly I.G. Farben and DuPont worked together, how even Ryanair Corps made the Japanese Zero that was superior to our own fighter plane, and how the Krupp Works worked together with Rockefeller. That's why U.S. didn't bomb the industrial sector of Germany, but burned out people 100,000 in one night in Dresden till they could fit into the washbowls, as Teresa put there. The Russians attacked only the industrial sector to cripple Germany from making war on innocent people, but you saw no scenes of them hurting people. But you saw plenty of scenes, though they didn't name them. You could tell the U.S. soldiers, uniforms, knocking bread out of people's hands, emptying the little food that was in the pockets. Old gentleman, that was a U.S. soldier that knocked that woman back, knocked her bread out of her hand. The cruelties and inhumanity, to think all the Americans that were killed, the Germans, the 22 million Soviets, all for the industrial conspiracy carried out by the willing puppets of Roosevelt and Churchill, who was long a member of the ruling class before he became prime minister. Sell out at Munich that just gave Czechoslovakia away to Germany, because Germany was set up to be a cooperative capitalist nation with USA and her lackeys to take care of the first socialist revolution, the October 17 socialist revolution in Russia. But because Hitler became a little suspicious of the Jews, that he had a terrible racism, he thought the Jews were too high in ruling class circles, even in capitalism in Britain and USA, he got a little too hungry for himself, a little too power-minded, taking more of the splice of the pie than he intended, so they had to end up fighting him. But you saw even on the TV how at the last minute they offered him a conditional peace, which he could remain leader of what remained of Germany if he could still kill off a number of the Russians and hold Berlin. And they held back their own fighting force so that they could preserve them to be in a confrontation. They could kill them, kill American boys, killing the Russians if Hitler succeeded. Only after Hitler failed did he commit suicide. They were all jubilant, as you saw in the American-made film that was shown on Channel 2, but nobody, as Teresa said, everybody's so brainwashed they don't even see. They can't even see the truth when it's presented to them. It said right plainly, Roosevelt sent him a wire. He and his Gestapo head, Dr. Goebbels, were jumping up and down, dancing about merrily, as Roosevelt promised them that they would have a conditional peace in which Hitler could remain the head of Germany if he'd take care of the Russians. And so they left the Russians to fight that battle alone, and the Russians lost a half million, but they won it valiantly, and penetrated 100 miles deeper into Germany than USA intended. Thus the Cold War started immediately. Oh, the trickeration of capitalism, the trickeration indeed. Cooperate with your administrative heads. Let's overcome our elitism. Don't be eccentric. Elitism is the one remaining thing that we have not totally cured. We have cured racism, sexism, ageism. But let's cure elitism. No special privileges. Don't allow your peas and moods, your particularity of your department need to supersede the need of the collective. Put the collective first and foremost in your mind and heart. Good work. Much love. I say work because we've got to free our people. Dress up our communities so that socialism will be seen as a model for blacks who, and poor, oppressed minorities, and even white, who need a hope. And it can still come out of hope with this book being written by this noted author, if that's all that was done. So let's make this place look as beautiful as possible. Please plant every ugly eyesore. Where the tractors have had to go through and leave puddles, let's have the public services clear the area out as best we can, even in the rainy season, because they're coming. Some will arrive any day. We don't know when. We've got to be prepared. Thank you again, and much love.
They went ahead and bombed and destroyed what is now, since radiation death all counted, 1 million, nearly 300,000. They destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki for the pure reason to keep the Soviets from having a few islands of the Japanese chain. All right, I'll begin with the evening news. Anyone that passes the hourly news doesn't have to take the test. After this night, they won't have to take the next test. Keep it up long enough, you will not take any test. News, but what I just gave you is required news, and Teresa will put it on the board about the terrible connection with the Japanese. Why they set up the Japanese allowed them to prosper because they were cheap markets. Japanese made cheaper things, but then the U.S. capitalists lost hold because the Japanese won the better share. So Pearl Harbor was set up to make it appear that USA would never attack anyone, and so thousands of U.S. boys were sacrificed so there'd be an excuse to get into World War II with Japan. However, USA had already bombed several Japanese military craft, including the submarine that you saw them destroy right in the movie before the bombing of Pearl Harbor. But people are so dumb they see that and don't think anything out of it, and they justify anything that's done in the name of the flag. Attention. Extra news of the day. The Israeli cabinet, apparently some in Israel don't want a nuclear war and don't share Begin's desire to grow up in the dust of a nuclear war before they'll give one grain of sand of conquered territory. No talking, please. So the Israeli cabinet has postponed the five new settlements, a clear act of aggression. It would be settled on the West Bank of Jordan that had been stolen from USA. They will postpone it until after September 5th. That's all they can do because Prime Minister Begin, the Minister of Agriculture, and the Minister of Defense, and several other right-wing members of the cabinet were not present when the decision was made. So the best Israel could do, there is undoubtedly a more progressive element in Israel that does not want nuclear war. But they had to call a secret session of the cabinet while Begin is ill. But from the hospital bed, Menachem Begin, who destroyed one Arab village alone to establish Israel, there should be no talking, and I do mean it. Anyway, from his hospital bed, he said they took the decision without consultation with him and other members of the cabinet who shared his view. And he said at the September 5th Senate meeting, the decision will be the same. Israel will go ahead and establish the five new settlements on the West Bank that they stole from Jordan, and they'll even settle the Gaza Strip that they stole from Egypt, and if things are not suitable to them in terms of economic assistance from USA, they'll settle the part of South Lebanon, said Begin, that they conquered by terrible acts of terrorism. The Palestinian Liberation Front, in a very, very strange departure from their stance of yesterday, where they accused Zionists of doing this horrible act of terror that destroyed over 200 lives in a downtown Beirut section in a beautiful city, once beautiful, it's nearly war-torn now. Any child talking, put them on public services or anyone else. The Palestinian Liberation Organization now are accusing pro-Syrian elements of the right. However, the Iraqis are the ones that are prompting that, and they're still suggesting that the rightist element of Syria are in cahoots or collaboration with Zionist fronts. The Palestinian Liberation Organization originally had put the blame entirely on Israel. Now the indication that it is right-wing Zionist elements directly responsible to Begin, who is a Zionist fascist, somewhat like Nixon, who had his aides directly responsible to him that were doing criminal acts like breaking into the psychiatrist's office to collect the files of Dr. Daniel Ellsberg who's a high aide in the Pentagon and the U.S. State Department. Syria's 30,000 United Nations appointment peacekeeping force moving deeper into Lebanon because of the rightist attacks on the Syrians and the peacekeeping force led by General Erskine, the black general of Ghana. Lebanon is in one hell of a mess. It's torn up, fragmented into many ways, parts and parcels. The struggle is just like an anarchistic situation, said one commentator, a return to the Stone Ages. President Sadat unites in a coalition, another strange breakthrough, which means perhaps that Sadat is moving away from his USA policy. After getting a referendum that gave him almost absolute power, he moved in a coalition with the Socialist Party and is opening a further coalition to other left segments. Perhaps this is also just a bartering method to deal with Washington on September 5th in the summit meeting at Camp David with President Carter. As you know, President Carter has stated that this can make or break his entire political future. Brazzaville in the Congo, Congolese, the People's Republic of the Congo, were attacked by thousands of mercenaries today in an attempt to overthrow their government along with certain rightist elements in their military. However, it was put down successfully after a bloody battle on three sectors. Timely as it was, the 15th anniversary of the People's Republic of Congo, but Marxist-Leninist principles survived in the People's Republic of Congo. The attack is that USA and her European seven little puppets of NATO collaborated in getting the mercenaries in, of course. Same charge has been made about the 16,000 now that are operating in Rhodesia, that most of them have been trained on a U.S. Air Force base in New Mexico, USA. UN agreements, says SWAPO, Southwest African People's Organization, will not be agreed to, so the fighting continues. SWAPO and all-out guerrilla attacks have attacked the puppet army of the Union of South Africa and have turned back an attempt of the Union of South Africa to invade and take over Namibia. At least that is the thought of what their aims were, according to SWAPO. The Secretary General Waldheim of the United Nations meeting in a world conference at Geneva, United Nations Conference Against Racism, his opening statement was, "I am shocked that the USA would have the nerve to openly say to the world public that she is not concerned about racism." USA's response was that she is standing behind Israel, who also boycotted and would not attend the meeting because the entire United Nations body had called Israel practicing a form of racism known as Zionism. Unless you are a member of the Orthodox Jewish sect, you are somehow inferior. Waldheim said, "Why don't the USA get off of it and admit that it's the strong Jewish political influence at high levels and in levels of the press that caused them to behave in this fashion?" Waldheim further said he could make no sense out of the United States policies. It was not in their best interest to be interpreted by the world as not supporting a United Nations convention and a World Court convention against racism being held in Geneva. The Pope to lead, says the spokesman for the Cardinals, the College of Cardinals, hopefully will be one that will be led by inspiration to encourage participation of the bishops and more democracy, to give more power to the bishops and autonomy of various sectors of the Catholic Church, which has 700 million followers. Also, the Pope that they're looking for
will call for closer unity with other religions and will greatly involve himself with the terror that is in the world, endangering World War III by nuclear weaponry. It will be a pope who will be opposed to armaments, so they hope, so they say. Seasoned Vatican watches, that's the Catholic state, which should be illegal, that exists inside the government of Italy, a state within a state. And under the Vatican, there's enough gold and silver to feed all the world hungry. The seasoned Vatican observers say after 456 years of having only Roman Italian popes, say this pope may not be Italian. There is some strong feeling that for the first time they may select another other than an Italian pope. It's about time, being that the College of Cardinals are only comprised of 27, as they call them, princes from Italy. The remainder of the 113 are non-Italian. For tokenism, include a couple of blacks from Africa. This could be a possibility that the Netherlands, the head of the Netherlands Catholic Church, might be considered for the papal office. It's all speculation. He is a doctrinal liberal and has been sharply critical of U.S. renewed Cold War efforts. All mention of the papal candidacy, of course, as I said, is nothing more than speculation, because the College of Cardinals will have to decide it in the next several days. The U.S. dollar has plummeted again to the world's lowest that it's ever known since the Depression. It keeps making new lows. It's getting very close to the low that it had in the U.S. Depression, which was zero. It lost 2% today alone in comparison to the Switzerland monetary system, or mark. It lost also 3% in comparison to the West German Deutsche Mark and the British pound and the French mark. Gold continues to soar. The official price of gold is $218 an ounce, but it can be bought as high as $288 US. On the white market in this part of the world, it's over $1,000, nearly $1,200 if you can find it. But there's very little gold that you can find. Long ago, I wish we'd bought more. I bought several thousand dollars of gold for your benefit, and that gold has already increased by several thousands of dollars due to USA inflation and the plummeting dollar. The dollar is continuing to decline. This is going to be bad news for people trying to make ends meet in USA, in that already their dollar buys 18 cents less than it did in January of this year, and they've had no wage increase to balance it. That includes the wage increases, and still their dollar's worth 18 cents less than it was in the beginning of the year. No proof, no proven economic stability has come in the British Empire, which is dwindled to the few islands there, and the Labour government, if it is to succeed at all against Margaret Thatcher, the head of the Conservative Party and noted racist, who promises to never let another black person or Indian or Asian, people of color, to even immigrate or settle, and has even gone so far as to say that she will put them out after some of them have lived there hundreds of years, repatriate them, send them back to their countries, and that would mean some of them wouldn't know where they belong because they have been there many generations. But if the English government does not develop a trade surplus, which it is not doing, it's continuing to suffer from an imbalance of payments, it's bad news for the Labour government, curtains for it, in fact, the Labour welfare capitalist socialist government, and it'll mean a sure victory for Margaret Thatcher, who has taken a very racist stand, who heads the Conservative Party. We suffer from the dollar in going overseas, said Carter, today addressing a group of farmers in Columbia, Missouri. He said, because we have to buy oil. He said the American people are going to have to be willing to cut down on the use of fuel and take gas rationing. He said there is no use to attempt any more anti-inflationary controls. He attacked special lobbying interests and Congress for not having courage enough to do what's in the best interest of the USA before the economy collapsed. He said we need a rational policy, and what we do not have, what we have is anything but a rational policy in terms of our economics. We're buying more than we're selling, and most of our money is going out for oil. That's why the dollar continues to fall, said he at Columbia, Missouri. He did give promises that he probably will not be able to carry out, as he's never carried out one yet that he gave before he was elected, to the farmers that they will not import any more food for a while, because the farmers are putting so much pressure because the price of their food has fallen beneath that which it costs for them to produce them. So farmers are selling out to big corporations. Many of them, interestingly enough, are Arab conglomerates owned by the Arab Emirates of the Arab Oil Rich League in the Near East. Chairman Wei of the Communist Chinese government, the People's Republic of China, is visiting Romania, Yugoslavia, and Iran. There is speculation that this may be, from the capitalist view, a trip planned to bring attention to the 10th anniversary of the Soviet Union's necessary annexation of Czechoslovakia, when Czechoslovakia was going pro-capitalist or hedonistic at best. However, Radio Moscow does not take any note of this, and Romania has just been meeting with the President and the Prime Minister of the Soviet Union in the Crimea. One by one, they're calling all of their allies into the Crimea. There are speculations that this is preparation for a new military offensive on the part of the USSR. Indeed, if they were terribly concerned about China's presence there, they would have made much to do about it on Moscow News, but they didn't say a mumbling word. The Japanese ambassador, who has been refused admission with his new letter of protocol to Moscow, staying in Britain until Russia decides what to do about him, because they're infuriated over the new peace and friendship treaty between Japan and China. The Japanese ambassador said in an appealing note to the Soviet Union, the USSR, that relations with them is just as important as the Chinese. China announced today that it will cancel agreement with the USSR after USA questioned them about it. That's why I continue to believe that China is just playing a game, dominoes, with her doctrine of three worlds, attempting to bring about a nuclear war. USA brought up the issue of why China had maintained a treaty, an agreement with the Soviet Union since 1950, which said that the major enemy of both China and the Soviet Union in the Pacific theater was the Japanese. This treaty had been in effect since 1950. But since the U.S. capitalist and her lackeys brought it to China's attention, China says she will cancel the treaty. In spite of all this supposed break in friendship between China and USSR, that treaty, which was renewable every 5 years, has been maintained constantly from 1950 until this year, 1978, nearly 30 years. There are some contradictions in the so-called strained relations between China and the Soviet Union. Chinese summit meetings are anticipated. Summit meetings with the Soviet Union to help bring about an easing of tensions. However, the Soviet Union said it was marred. BBC says it'll probably be marred by China's present trip, which started in the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, which is greatly aiding our own beloved Republic of Guyana, and is a very pure form of socialism. However, China has not confirmed that this is going to be any way an embarrassment to the Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union has not made any mention of it, as I said, because I listened to all the radio broadcasts. That's how you got morning news, from being up all night. I don't know how I survive feeling like I do with so little rest. I even quit counting how long it's been since I got any sleep of decent nature at all. Soviet Union does not yet say whether they see it as an anti-Soviet move. They do not mention it at all. Religious radio continues to bombard the airwaves. The Soviet Union contested that today, and they did not understand why this is permitted. USA, of course, could give a reasonable why that is permitted, because it brainwashes people, get their mind on Jesus instead of all the world's problems. The General Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Russia, Brezhnev, meeting in the Crimea today with the Bulgarian First Secretary of their Communist Party. They are reaffirming agreements and strategies, says Radio Moscow, but they're naturally not going to tell the world all they're doing to help bring about a relaxation of tensions as was agreed by both USA and USSR in Helsinki, Finland. The Helsinki agreements are known. The call for peace and relaxation, disarmament, arms control, no proliferation of weapons, no new weapons, such as USA violated the Helsinki agreements when it made the neutron bomb. The latest development in Mideast makes the interest of peace very, very questionable. The Soviets are greatly concerned over the planned move of Israel, which they feel the Zionists have control, even though there is a growing minority, and even a minority Communist Party stronger than in USA. But there is still the domination of the far, far right Zionists under Begin. And they think that the settlement of the Gaza Strip, and which is presently planned, the five settlements of the West Bank that they took from Jordan will go on. They're also deeply concerned about the effect on world peace of the meeting between just Egypt and Israel. Said USSR, Radio Moscow, TASS, and Pravda, that the only way you can bring peace in the Mideast is to bring all nations that are in the Mideast into the settlement agreement. Obviously, that makes sense. Balkans, unity will help avoid schemes to fragment in other areas like the Mideast and Vietnam. The Soviets are buffering their own alliances in the Warsaw Pact, said Radio Moscow, in the Crimean meetings that are highly secret meetings. The General Secretary, First Secretary of each Communist Party, such as it was Hungary and Czechoslovakia, Poland, Bulgaria, East Germany, nations like that that are clearly in the Soviet bloc, Poland, have been meeting one by one with the USSR. Brezhnev's message to the non-discrimination conference, the anti-racist UN conference in Geneva. Of course, the Soviet Union is there in strong force with their delegation. They favor the liquidation immediately of apartheid, the end to all interference with African states by foreign exploiters and imperialist neocolonialists like the USA and her lackeys. Rhodesia. Six activists were expelled by Muzorewa, who were moving into the Patriotic Front. More and more of Muzorewa and the other three Uncle Tom religious leaders who have gone along with Ian Smith's followers are joining the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. The internal settlement was protested by the six. Muzorewa still can't quite make up his mind, though he is critical and suspicious of the intentions of Ian Smith. I would think so after 11 years of white racist rule and total segregation. Blacks, the only difference between Rhodesia and South Africa is that they don't live in concentration camps. At that is, least all blacks don't. There are many in camps in the rural areas. Protest in London by people who want a ban on being felt in both major parties. Neo-fascism, a rise of the Hitler cult, said the socialist left and communist